congregation please rise in our processional hymn is hymn number 413, Holy, Holy, Holy on this Trinity Sunday, hymn 413. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, Have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you to rise with the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise, found on page 138 and following in the front of the hymnal. Page 138. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. The whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise for this whole month of June is hymn number 412, and we sing verses 1 and 4 at this time. Listen carefully to the words, verses 1 and 4 only of hymn number 412.
Glory. The first reading this Sunday is from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, and verses 22 through 31. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the highway, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to live, to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When the Lord had not yet made the earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When the Lord drew a circle on the face of the deep, I was there. When the Lord made firm the skies above, I was there. When the Lord established the fountains of the deep, I was there. When the Lord assigned the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, I was there. When the Lord marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily the Lord's delight, rejoicing before the Lord always, rejoicing in the Lord's inhabited world, and delighting in the human race." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm for today is found in the other songbook, and we're going to do something different. We're going to say, I was remembering, I think, and three of his daughters are here, they can correct me. I think Otto Titi loved this song, this hymn, because of this music. So 175 in the other songbook, and listen carefully to the tune, it should be familiar, and smile as you sing it. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 3, and then it is notated in the music, we'll sing verse 1 again. So we sing verse 1, 2, 3 as it's written, and then we repeat verse 1 as a conclusion to the song. Psalm 8, 175.
Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, we are justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus the Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. And character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, for to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel for today, the Holy Trinity Sunday, is from the Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus speaks to his disciples and followers, saying, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, the Spirit will guide you into all the truth, for the Spirit will not speak alone, but will speak whatever the Spirit hears, and will declare to you the things that are to come. The Spirit will glorify me, because the Spirit will take what is mine and declare it to you. Father has is mine. For this reason I said that the Spirit will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the book of Romans, the 5th chapter of that book. Let us pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. The second reading from Romans chapter 5 is classic. It's classic Lutheran fare, okay? And the whole sermon is in two verses. So just read the two verses, pastors, and say amen and be done with it, okay? Vicky did a good job, but I want to repeat them to you. The first two verses and then the last verse of that five verse. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, and the word for faith there in the Greek is trust and belief also, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus the Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace. First Communion students, that's what we talked about today in the class. We have access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. It's all right there, folks. The gospel, Trinity, everything is all right there. We are justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Obtain the access of grace, which we stand, we boast of hope in the sharing the glory of God. Because why? The Holy Spirit has been poured into our hearts by God. Happy Holy Trinity Sunday. The one Sunday of the year, and don't quote me, the one Sunday of the year that every pastor and priest and minister fears. Because the Holy Trinity doctrine of the Christian church. Nowhere in the Bible is found the word Trinity. Okay? And so I've had people argue with me in Sunday schools and Bible studies for 36 years, pastor, it's not in the Bible, why do we believe it? Well, they're right. We don't find that word Trinity anywhere in all the scriptures. But it's everywhere through scripture. Everywhere, from the beginning in Genesis to the end in Revelation, we've got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament reading for today, did you notice and follow along? You should know by now that I capitalize all pronouns and all words that have to do with the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the first lesson from Proverbs today, we've got the Spirit as a she. Oh, my word. The Hebrew people believed that God's wisdom, God's spirit, was a feminine form. Any of you who read The Shack, I know one of you here,
remain nameless with your neck brace on, they all know who you are now, said, Pastor, you got to read this. They're all looking around. Who's wearing a neck brace? It's Norma. Anyway, she said, you've got to read this book, The Shack. I said, Norma, I've already read it. I beat you. In that book that was popular some 20 years ago, whatever, the Holy Spirit is a feminine form, an Asian woman who's very flighty, appropriate for the Holy Spirit, speaks wisdom. Read Proverbs again. It's a whole Bible study into itself that would last for 9 weeks long. The doctrine of the Holy Trinity is found nowhere in the Bible, and yet it's everywhere. Especially when we talk about God's wisdom and God's Son. Good old St. Patrick, hundreds of years ago in Ireland, tried to teach the doctrine of the Holy Trinity by holding up a shamrock. You all know that story. Three-leaf clover. And he said, it's one plant, but it's got three leaves. Well, good try, Bishop. But nah, that doesn't work. Maybe some of you in your catechism, some of you in your catechism classes learned about God, the Trinity, is the egg. I love this one because I'm an artist. We've got Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We've got shell, yolk, and whites. Well, the Holy Spirit is the whites. It's elusive and evasive, right? Makes great angel food cake, though. We talked about that in First Communion class today. The yolk, the Son of God, pun intended, S-O-N-S-U-N, where all the protein is, I think. I'm not a botanist or a biologist. Biologist, botanist? No, that's wrong. Eggs. Jesus is the yolk. And what holds it all together? God the Father. Wrong. It's not a shamrock. It's not an egg. When I was in catechism many, many years ago, like I think it's 50 years ago now, my father was my catechism teacher. He was the pastor of the church that I went to. Go figure. And he explained the Trinity with what happened and what was explained 50 years ago. It's water. God is like water. God can be solid, liquid, or vapor. Huh. Well, that's pretty romantic. Holy Spirit is steam. Jesus is the living water. It says in the Bible, I am the living water, the water of life. And then God, that makes God an ice cube. I love that. Okay, see where it falls apart? God's an ice cube? We're a frozen lake? And then my favorite one, when I was in seminary, some guy thought this one up. The Trinity is an orange. Okay, college students, I see you here. Yay, welcome back. Summertime. Take this back and figure this out in psychology class or in philosophy class. The Trinity is an orange. Jesus is the fruit. Okay. The Holy Spirit is the pith part that you don't want to get in your zest when you make lemon pie because it would get bitter. Leave it to the Holy Spirit to make pie bitter. And then God is orange. Lights go on when I say that. Yeah, see? Yeah. College students are paying attention. The light went on. I love that because as an artist, where does the orange begin and stop? Orange is a color. Okay, it's also a thing. It's a fruit. We say that. But the color orange, where does that begin and where does it stop? Well, Pastor, it stops with the pith. Or the rind. It's a part of that. And it's wrong. The Holy Spirit is community in God's self. God is in community within God's self. Even before the animals were created, the elephants and the giraffes and the maggots and the bugs, God had not only the heavenly host, the seraphim, the cherubim, and all the angels, but God had God's self, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Community within God's self. And even better yet, the best way I can describe this to people who disagree with me about the Trinity or catechism students is that God is relationship. Where have you heard that before from this pulpit? For 36 years, that's my relationship is the important thing. God wants to be in relationship with you as Father and child of God. God wants to be in relationship as the husband and you're the bride. God wants to be in relationship with you.
As the father, and you're the daughter or the son.
God is in relationship within God's self. That's what the Trinity means. Okay? Forget ice cubes and forget oranges and forget three-leaf clovers or eggs. It's all about community and relationship. And the best way I can describe that, and this is where I fall short, because you'll tell me why, in relationship, I am a son. I could have been a husband. Never was. I could have been a father. Never was. You've got son, husband, father, or daughter, wife, and mother. The daughter and the wife and the mother are the same person, and yet there's three different kinds of love there. Okay? It's the same person, and there's the same love, but the love for the parent, the daughter's parents, the love for the wife's husband, and the love of the mother's children is still love, but it's manifested and shown in three very different ways, and appropriately so. If you don't hear anything else today in the sermon, eggs? Really? Ice cubes, Pastor? Are you kidding? Hear this. The doctrine of the Trinity is a mystery. It's that simple. The doctrine of the Trinity is a mystery. No matter how many pastors stand up here like me, or how many teachers teach you in catechism, it's a mystery. We don't fully understand it. When we die by and by, pie in the sky, and fly up to heaven, hopefully we'll understand it. If God wants us to. But we don't understand. And so people write the book, The Shack, and they have a little Asian flighty woman as the Holy Spirit. It was very engrossing and very engaging. Yes, I read it and smiled. But it didn't help me with the Trinity. God is Father. God is Son. God is Holy Spirit. And we are called to understand that love as from a parent, as from a brother. Jesus called his disciples brothers and sisters. And then through the Holy Spirit as being there for one another. We are called to be Trinity to one another, to show love and care and concern, forgiveness of sin and grace. That undeserved love and that love and action that goes far beyond father, mother, husband, wife, son, or daughter. Don't listen to me when I talk about eggs and ice cubes and oranges. Don't listen to any pastor or priest, because it's a mystery. Bless St. Patrick. He tried. It's a shamrock. Three leaves on one stem. It's the one plant. He tried, as we all do. But it's a mystery. But God's love for you is not a mystery. God's love for you, where he sends his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, we call him, to live and die for you, to be the sacrifice that you might have life now in this world as well as in a world to come. God loves you so much that God was in relationship with Noah and Mrs. Noah, Abraham and Sarah, and all of the people in the Old Testament, Adam and Eve on up, in order to show relationship and care and grace, God's love in action. It's Holy Trinity Sunday, and Romans says it all. We are justified by faith, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. It has been given to us. The Holy Trinity may be a mystery, but it's as simple as love. The love of a father and a mother, the love of a husband and wife, the love of a son or daughter. But it's also that difficult. The reason I've never been married, There's a reason I've never been a parent. God gave me the gift of being an old bachelor. I, like my mother and father said, if I had children, I'd probably kill them. Yeah. Yeah, German Lutheran, oh boy. But even though my mother and father said that, I knew that they loved me and my sister. Love is not a mystery. You know what that means. Amen.
Life and property in the past weeks. through various natural and unnatural disasters. And we pray for all fire enforcement officers, EMTs, and all first responders to each of these crises. We certainly pray for all those sick, hospitalized, or injured. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. One God, giver of life, you establish peace through your Son and give your church the hope of sharing in your glory. Enlighten us by your Holy Spirit to speak and act in truth and love for the sake of the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. Creator of all, you rejoice in creation and have given human beings responsibility for the works of your hands. Instill in everyone your spirit of care, concern, and stewardship for the earth, especially in the areas threatened by ecological crisis, drought, fire, wind, and flooding. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. Lord, you delight in the human race. Move the hearts of world leaders to seek wisdom, speak truth, and care for all people endangered by poverty, prejudice, or violence. Take from us all hatred, fear, violence, and war. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Lord, dwell and be present with all those who are in pain, suffering, lonely, distressed, fearful, or anxious. Especially those we name before you in our own hearts and in our own. Send us as your healing presence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
We give you thanks for this congregation, St. John's Lutheran Church. Lord God, do a new thing within us. Holy Trinity, you are community, and you create community. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of compassion, we pray for all who are working from this world pandemic. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you, especially those whom we name before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their lives. Turn our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, we look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the celebration of the Holy Trinity Sunday. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting with us here today, college students, you know who you are, in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Chuck Strom, Pat Chase, Roy Ruff. Happy anniversary this week to Mike and Becky Salisbury. This week at St. John's, I want you to see the bulletin insert, the readings and prayers page there with the week's events listed on that schedule. Thank you to Ann Casperson and Marilyn Allen for the gifts of music this morning and for their music ministry. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin? Read it carefully. Or corrections to the ones found there? Speak now or forever. I invite the communion assistants to come and the acolytes to come forward at this time in preparation for the Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 465, As the Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion. Or no, not As the Grains of Wheat. What am I talking about? Oh, but it's wrong in the, I did it wrong in the bulletin. But you're prepared to do Create in Me. What number is that, 186? See, last Sunday it was Marita, this Sunday it's Ann. Behind every good man, there's a better woman. And her father's smiling ear to ear. Because sorry, I got that wrong in the bulletin. So we will make it right for your sake. Hymn 186, Creating Me a Clean Heart, O God, as our offertory hymn. And she looks like a deer in headlights, like, you better get it right. Yeah. Hymn 186.
for the remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. We remain standing and prepare for the Eucharist by singing the hymn, Lamb of God, found on page 146 in the front of the hymn. Please rise for the blessing in the post-communion canonical, number 1 or 208, and then the prayer. The blessing. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Hymn 208.
Thank you.